Welcome, listeners, to another great episode of Two Peas and a Mic. Today, we discuss our long time away from our
George's bitch ass.
Oh, but he called.
Hello there.
So, the reason why I'm laughing so hard, can I tell him?
Yeah.
So,
whatever.
The reason why I'm laughing so hard is we were talking about buying for the podcast studio one of those Apple monitors. Just to be able to see, you know, it's better than the one that we have. And Stone was like, maybe wait a couple months so that, you know, I can get the funds for it or whatever. And we were like, okay. And then George said, as long as we say it's for the casino or a new truck or a new boat, he'll be in right away.
It's freaking hilarious.
Yeah, I thought it was funny.
You definitely would. It's freaking hilarious. Definitely would.
George, did you miss us?
I did, man.
Yeah?
I missed you guys.
George got himself a promotion.
I did.
Oh, yeah.
First of the year.
Yes, sir.
So George is now the lead installer.
Jake's leaving me high and dry on my first job.
No. I'm just not traveling with you to wherever you're going. Michigan. Where are you going?
Ohio.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, that's why.
Hold
first,
on.
First day, is, I already looked it up.
You're cold?
Yeah.
How cold?
But I think the low was like 29 and the high was 37.
Well, that's not as bad as it could be.
It could get worse.
Dude, oh, yeah. Ohio gets cold.
Double check it real quick. But if I'm not I think that was Sunday. I think Monday. I think it was getting like hotter as the week went by.
Where are you flying into?
They got like 2 feet of snow last week.
Ohio?
Yeah.
Where are you flying into? Cincinnati or Cleveland?
I'll tell you right now. Probably Cleveland. Oh, Columbus.
That's even farther north, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah.
Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, it's going to be a cold 10.
It's going to be a cold 10, bud.
Oh, it's not bad right now. So yeah, you right leave now. On Sunday. Yeah, the high is 35. The low is 25. And that's pretty consistent throughout the week. High of 40, 42. You won't be that bad.
No. Nah.
And it's recreational.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah, up in Ohio. It is.
Ohio.
That fact, though.
Yeah. Ohio.
But we just got back from -5 degrees Celsius in Iceland. True.
That's crazy.
We tried fermented shark.
Do not recommend.
We tried fried fish jerky.
Do recommend.
Do recommend. With butter.
With butter.
A lot of lamb.
A lot of lamb.
More butter, more better.
Mo butter, mo better.
That's right.
They would just, it's basically like fish jerky, or I mean beef jerky, but fish. And it's a certain type of fish that they use, but they just use butter as the spread. And you dip that thing in butter and eat it. Mm-hmm. It's pretty good.
It was pretty good. Like, it wasn't the worst thing we tried.
Nah.
You know what it was?
Fermented shark.
Fermented shark. And let me tell you a little story. So we go to this, we have this food guide, right? This food tour, food and beer.
Lolly.
His name is Lolly. Highly recommend. If you go to Iceland, Lolly. What's his... I have his card, but I think it's like Funky Iceland or something like that. Funky Iceland Tours.
I was going to say Funky Third.
And so Lolly's a man, and he took us to this place called Loki, which is a... They serve a lot of like authentic Irish cuisine. Right?
Icelandic.
What'd I say?
Irish.
Oh, Icelandic cuisine. And so we get there, and we tried, was it three different things or two different things? I think it was just one plate, wasn't it?
It was one plate of four different things.
Yes. So one plate, four different things. It was like smoked salmon. Was it haddock?
Yeah, haddock, smoked trout.
Lamb.
It wasn't salmon. It was trout the first time because we had the fermented shark.
Yep.
And then
pancake.
The pancake, the lamb, and then...
The haddock?
Yes.
Yeah.
I just can't remember how they served it.
Like on rye bread.
That's what it was, yeah.
And so that's what we had. And so it was a little cube. Like, you ever seen like a, what are those? Icebreaker? No.
Sugar cube.
Yeah, like a sugar gum. You know what I'm talking about, George?
Yeah.
Those little cube sugar gums. Yeah. So that's what it looked like, except it was just like rubbery looking, right? And he goes, Yeah, what you're gonna do is you're gonna pick it off the toothpick in your mouth, and you're gonna chew it 7 or 8 times. Don't swallow it right away. We're like, okay. So we put it in our mouth. It's not that bad. 8th chew, you feel almost a rush, like a bad Everclear shot, right? Just go right down the throat.
Yeah.
Almost, but it wasn't watery. It was just like whatever vapor it was giving off, but like it hit the throat.
Yeah. It was an ammonia vapor. It literally tasted like I had walked into the puppy room, grabbed a scoop of their used wood chips after about a week, and just,
yep.
Bro, it was bad.
It was bad.
Have you done that?
No, but I've smelled it, and it's the same smell. It's the ammonia smell.
So apparently, I didn't know this, but sharks don't have livers.
That particular shark
didn't have a liver. So all of its like waste gets
dispersed throughout their body.
Yeah, through their skin.
Yeah.
And their
flesh. So you can't eat it. Ate it. Huh? Well, you can't eat it immediately after you kill it. It has to ferment. Mm-hmm. That way it releases all those toxins. Give me
this fermentation, cutting it, grit. You ate a shitty shark.
Yeah, yep. At the end of the day, pretty much. Yeah. But more pissy.
Pissy shark. Yeah.
So that was that was tough. But dude.
Did Aaron like it?
No, nobody liked it.
Nobody liked it.
I mean, and that's what they said. He said, this isn't like even a thing that Icelandic people eat, but because they were such a poor country up until like the late 80s, early 90s, and even still poor then.
It was like a mini ice age that they went through. So they had no crops.
Yeah. Starvation was pretty apparent there. And so they said that the wives' tale of it is that they had found a dog eating it one day after it had been out for days or weeks or months or however long they fermented it, and the dog wasn't dying. Because if you eat the shark immediately after it's killed, you'll die because it's so toxic.
Toxic.
Yeah. So that's how they found that out. But it was
about any dwarf tales?
Not dwarves, but elves and trolls.
Elves and trolls?
Yep. And the 13 Yule lads.
And did you know that elves don't live in little houses? They live in the rocks.
Yeah.
In case you were wondering.
They had elf rocks there. I'm telling you, 60% of the population.
They have little like set up.
Not little.
No.
Big rocks.
I mean, like this rock was probably a quarter of the size of this room.
Yeah.
And they said elves live there.
They said elves live there. And they said, here's what happened. So that rock was there. And a guy came with a jackhammer to see if there was an elf inside, right? You don't F with elves. And he was hitting it with the jackhammer, and his jackhammer broke. So then he brought a second jackhammer, and then it broke. And then they say he died?
Yeah, a few days later after he had stopped or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he came over with a sickness and died.
Yeah.
I want to go.
You want to go hit it with a jackhammer? You go see this. You can find an elf.
I'm telling you, bro, it's crazy.
When you guys heard it, what were you guys thinking?
Nah.
A bullshit. Here's
the crazy thing, though. Like, elves may be a little far fetched, but I mean, even the Bible talks about giants.
Yeah.
So
and dwarves and stuff.
Yeah. So the fact that there may have never.
But we do have small people.
Yeah, I mean, dwarves are. I see them every day.
Yeah.
Every day?
Once a week.
Yeah.
I just look right past them.
FYP?
Yeah, for the most part.
Wrestling.
In a wrestling ring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give me fling.
Literally. But yeah, then we got to snowmobile across the glacier. That was pretty sick.
That was dope.
And then what else? We walked through a graveyard, and the interesting thing is if you get married over there, you don't take the last name of your husband. You take the last name of either your father or your mother, depending upon whether you're a boy or a girl.
Or dad's in the mix.
Yeah. So, like, my name would be Stone Markson. Yours, you're George. Yours would be George Georgeson.
What?
Yeah. And
what's your dad's name?
George.
George? Or, yeah.
Yeah.
Georgeson.
Yeah, Georgeson. Georgeson.
Wait, so yours is...
This would be Stone Markson.
Stone Markson because your dad's name is Mark.
Correct.
Mine would be Jake Jameson.
Yeah. And then Tate's would be Tate.
Mark Dalter.
Tate. Yeah, Tate. Or was it the mom or the dad that they took the name of?
They only take the mom if the dad's like not in the picture.
That's right. Yeah. Daughter.
Yeah. It'd be Mark Dotter.
So George Jorgensen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jorgensen.
Jorgensen?
I don't know.
However you want to say it.
Jorgensen sounds better.
Yeah.
Jordan Bonstring.
Literally. But yeah, they just have weird, or I won't say weird, but interesting culture over there.
Very interesting.
So, but majority of the population is now Lutheran, so Christian, or I think he said like 20% Catholic now.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's pretty like religion dominant country. So interesting.
It's insane.
Do people look different?
They're
all like us.
Honestly. Except,
Was there a lot of black people?
No. There's Yeah, in all of Iceland. Crazy. But they're all like pretty large, I would say.
Yeah, they're pretty big.
You see some big people over there. I mean, we walked out of the church and I looked to my right and there were probably a good dozen, two dozen guys that were looking eye to eye with Jake. And I was like,
oh, yeah,
like
tall.
Big,
tall.
Yeah, like so big, tall.
I looked up their national average height, right? So in America, the average male height is like 5'6", 5'7", which is insane to me. But it is. The average male height over there is 5'11". So yeah. think of like the average person over there being 6 foot.
A lot of blondes, a lot of blonde people.
Blue eyes.
So more like you,
yeah.
Less like you.
On the plane, though, yes. On the plane, though, like, I mean, the most white-haired, blue-eyed, mm-hmm. like, what are they called? Flight attendants that had ever seen. I mean, you looked like you were going on a flight to Iceland.
Like Sweden.
Yeah. Honestly.
How long was the flight?
Yeah.
There, 5.5, back 7.5.
No, it wasn't too bad because it was only 2 hours to Baltimore, then 5 from there.
Yeah.
So, but Kennedy got her luggage left in Baltimore the first time. Yeah. So we had to wait like 12 hours for it or something.
They delivered
hours.
It to the Airbnb.
Yeah. It's pretty nice. Got to see the Northern Lights. So that was cool.
That
was dope.
Yeah. Seals.
Got to see some seals.
Yeah, Jake flew his drone over, and we got to see seals.
Yeah, one of them was hitting that.
Have you been seeing the videos of them lately, yeah. bro? That thing is crazy.
Yeah.
Like,
what was he doing?
Anyways.
Yeah, okay. But it was fun.
Yeah, it was a great time. I would definitely recommend it.
Saw some waterfalls, some sick waterfalls.
We did.
Ice falls.
Yeah.
Went to a tomato farm. Had the best tomato soup I've ever had in my life.
Oh, really?
Stone didn't have it.
No, I had ravioli. I wasn't feeling the soup.
Sounds about right.
Dude, yeah. When I tell you some of the weirdest poops I've ever had over there.
Bro, not a solid one since I got there. That's for sure.
Like one morning, I had... So tell me if you've ever experienced this.
I have.
No, I don't know. So my first turd, right, was solid. This is like day 3. So I'm sitting on the toilet. First turd. Like one of those ones that goes like, ka-thunk, you know, like ball or something like that. Then following that, all piss out the butt.
Oof.
Have you ever had a solid turd like that, like super solid? And then after that, on the same session, had pee out your butt?
Mm-hmm.
See, I thought it was just whenever you like go, it's not, all going to be consistent.
I don't know about the size, but like I've had like a little like.
Yeah.
Heard, and then after that it was waterfalls.
It was definitely the shark.
Yeah,
we had a lot of soups.
There was a guy on the plane on the way back who had a medical emergency, and my mom had to help him. And
your mom's always there for
literally. And apparently he had had some bad fish or something over there, and made him really dehydrated, and his blood pressure shot up. And they said that had there not been like a medical personnel on the plane, that they would have had to divert the plane and land at a closer spot. Because he was in bad shape, apparently. Literally.
They gave him a shot of something, didn't they?
Yeah. They had to call in to the Icelandic doctors, ask what they wanted to prescribe him, and then my mom had to go give him a shot in the chest.
Did they have the shot already?
Yeah. They had... That's the thing. Like, they have, like, this buku box of
there just has medicines. To be somebody on
right.
board.
They're not... Well, they're not legally able to give out medication like that. So you have to be licensed in order to do that. So that's why they weren't able to do it, which I feel like, hey, up their pay maybe 20 grand a year and then make them go through the certification of that kind of stuff.
I agree.
You know?
Oh, my bad. Wrong artery.
Hold still. That's exactly.
Jake's like, oh, Stone, you want to take over?
You know what's crazy? I feel like anyone could be like, I'm a doctor.
Oh, yeah.
Because they don't care.
Well, and the crazy thing is she had to like sign paperwork after the fact. And what people don't realize is whenever they're in those situations, like they can be sued after the fact if like something were to happen or if they didn't like how it was handled. So I don't know.
Hopefully you don't get, your mom don't get no paperwork.
That's what I'm hoping, man. You know what I'm saying? Speaking of paperwork, though, you want to open some packs?
Some Pokemon packs?
We found some Pokemon cards at an Icelandic trade days.
Yep.
And we brought some in for George.
They're all ice Pokemon.
Thank you. Thank you.
Iceland Pokemon.
So as, just come over here just a tad so I can.
We'll go ahead and open up this.
Show it to me.
Evolutions.
Does everyone remember the theme song that we're doing?
No.
Yeah, you do. Rip that pack with two beers, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Y'all ready?
And.
3, 2. Wait, hold on. This is another great
segment
of.
Rip that pack with two beers.
We want to give a shout out to Rip That Pack with Peyton. Who is inspiring us to open up these Icelandic Pokemon cards today. So, George.
Oh, God.
Dude,
What if you get something crazy?
That's what I was about to say. What if you really just got something insane?
You know, like, what are the odds? I don't know.
Use your teeth.
Dude, there's shears right next to you.
There you go.
All right, and then you do the, how do you do it? You take the first three.
And you put them in the back. 1, 2, 3.
What's that?
It's like an energy one, right?
No, this is a code for the game.
Oh.
Alrighty. We have. Ooh. Ivysaur. Hollow. Ivysaur. Hollow.
That's the, you did it wrong. That's supposed to be the last one.
Oh, it's four.
No, you start from the front, don't you?
I don't think so.
Oh, we're going to see then. Are they all hollow? What's that?
Was it the front?
Shiftree.
I don't think it was. I could be wrong.
He pulled the last one first.
Haven't done them in a while.
Ooh.
All right.
What's that one?
Volcanion.
Ooh, Volcanion.
Well, there are volcanoes in Iceland.
So that tracks.
All right. We got ourselves a trainer card.
Okay.
Forest of Vitality.
Ooh.
Electrike. OG right there.
Electrike.
Sobble.
Oh, I thought that was Squirtle.
Not a big fan of that.
You might be a D.
Tyrogue. No, that's a beast.
Yeah?
I'm clocking dudes. How many we got left? Like him. 4.
Oh my gosh.
Nuzleaf.
I thought that said Nutsleaf.
Oh.
Ooh, power card.
Should have seen
basic energy.
Sorry,
I'm excited. Oh, that's a good one.
That might be the one, actually. I might have went one more than should have.
Yeah, I thought it was 3.
Yeah. Evetcom. Dang it. And the last one.
Ooh.
Oh, a Steelix.
That's pretty sick.
I'm not going to lie. They had 3 hollows in here.
Let's go. Good pack. Yeah, good pack. Good pack. Good pack.
And that is a great segment of
Rip That Pack with Two Beers.
Are we doing the second one?
Yes, please.
Okay. That was fun.
You want to do the second one?
Yeah. Please.
All right. Welcome to another pack of
Rip That Pack with Two Beers.
Go ahead, email us, DM us if you need us for your caroling needs.
Yeah, send our address some Pokemon cards and we will open them on the episode.
All right. You ready?
Just email us at twobeersandmike@gmail.com and I'll give you the email or the address. We need a PO box.
1, 2, 3.
At the bottom?
Ready?
Yep.
Beautiful.
Fire energy.
Let's go.
Energy.
Okay, Lapras.
Well, yeah, Lapras.
Uh-huh.
Leprosy.
Ooh. Staraptor.
That one's cool.
Staraptor.
Sick.
Cash form.
Yeah.
Trapinch.
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 Gible. That's an OG right there. Buizel.
Weasel.
Hawlucha.
Well,
that stopped your video, didn't it?
Fracture.
He's
a dope card.
That's a good one?
He's a dope one.
All right.
Weevil.
Weevil.
Ooh, Weevil's good. That's an OG, right? Is it?
trainer card.
What? Oh. We got screwed?
Trainer card.
Dang it.
We didn't even get a good one? Well, that's because that one had three in it.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. This one was a good pack.
Let's go. Nice. And thank you guys for watching a segment of
Rip That Pack with Two Beers.
Yeah. We'll start posting these on TikTok.
That's what I was going to say. We should do just all cards. Baseball cards, basketball cards. That'd be sick.
We'll buy like a pack a week.
Yeah.
And we'll just open them up.
Yeah. One day we'll get something huge.
We have Two Beers money. We can buy some.
Uh-huh.
We can buy a lot of packs.
Let's do it.
Probably buy like 75 packs.
Now we just got to get Georgia Binder.
And you know what we could do?
What?
We go to, because they have shops that do cards.
Mm-hmm. Like GameStop does them, don't they?
I'm talking about more like mom and pops.
Oh.
And do sponsors.
That's a good idea.
They can give us packs.
We open them. And we say, this is brought to you by Pokey Mom and Dad.
See?
Pretty good.
George with the business idea.
Look at you. Best idea of the year right
Man.
There.
You should do a thing where every job you go to, you find Pokemon cards sold by a mom and pop shop like nearby. Mm-hmm. And then you
try to see if they let us.
Yeah.
Or do you think we should start doing it and have a little bit of content behind it?
Well, not if you just buy them.
I think we already got the followership. We just say this is our followership.
We could go buy it, but I'm saying like, there's no content on.
No, but we already have the followership. That's what we're trying to sell them on. How would you like your store to be talked about in front of 10,000 people? You know what I'm saying?
True, true,
you know what I'm saying?
True. No, I could do that.
We did try some pretty good beers in Iceland. We were on that beer and food tour.
We did.
We had a mango.
Mango tango.
Mango tango beer. We had a pomegranate and something sour. We had an IPA that was okay.
Yeah.
And then we had something else.
That was mid.
The Christmas beer that we got in the hot springs.
That was good.
That was gas. Speaking of Christmas beer, you guys talk about something. I got to go get ours.
Yeah. Oh, dude. We got hammered one night. Or, well, really? I got hammered. I don't know. Good. Yeah. And there's this little, like, library bar club where they play live music and whatnot. And we had gotten front row seats to it. And dude, these bros freaking rocked. They played for probably 3 hours and it was intense.
Was there the whole time?
Huh? Yeah, from 7:30 to like 11:30 midnight. Yeah, we were rocking, bro. But the even better part, they had the Icelandic hot dog. So good. So instead of like a
sauerkraut, it's ice chips.
Nah. Instead of a pork dog,
it's fermented shark.
No, you idiot. Listen, it's lamb, the lamb dog. But then they put crunchy onions on the bottom,
and then fermented shark.
And then after the crunchy onions, they put real onions, and then ketchup. Then they lay the dog
in a remoulade,
and then put ice chips.
If you say one more thing, no.
They Cold War.
Romulod. You don't even know what that is.
It's a beer that we're going to try.
I would hope you know what it is because it was kind of in your country.
Woman of seven.
Anyway, can I tell you?
Ruined my dog.
I know. It was the best hot dog I've ever had. Probably the best drunk food you could ever eat.
Honestly.
Don't call it a hot dog.
Listen, crunchy onion.
Doesn't matter how you say it.
Lamb, dog,
ice chips.
Shut up. Then it had mustard and like a sweet remoulade on top, and it was so good.
It was.
How many do you think we had?
George is just jealous that 12? He didn't miss it or that he missed it.
I probably had like 9.
We had two, or we had one the first day. I'd probably say like 6.
Yeah,
yeah.
I had 6.
Yeah. I could see why y'all are.
Yeah.
Well, y'all's bowels movement was off.
Oh, and
all that fermented shark.
You can tell because when we stopped in Denver and we got food. Green. No, it was just like, ugh. Yeah. Like you go like you and they had McDonald's.
Yeah, I felt terrible after eating, bro.
You just eat and you're like, this isn't the clean food that we had.
Oh, that's the other thing. You can go up to any like running stream in Iceland and drink straight from the stream.
Is it clear?
Yeah, as clear as can be, bro. And it tastes no parasites. So good.
Why didn't you jump in it?
It was.
He did jump in the ocean.
I did jump in the Atlantic Ocean.
You did?
I did, actually. We were at the hot springs, and the hot springs was at the, like, bay area of where the Atlantic Ocean came up. And so I hopped out, went over, laid down real quick, and then got back up. It was cold, like real cold.
Did you take a video?
Yeah, I think my mom did or something.
Probably somewhere.
Yeah.
Anyways, today for the supposed to be the coldest time of year, I'm pretty sure it's like 65 outside.
Yeah.
We have from Manhattan Project Beer Company a cold IPA called The Cold War.
Oh, yeah. I love these.
Stone, why don't you read what it pairs well with in its little description there?
I love the descriptions. Pairs well with purists with mustaches. Tuna.
And?
33 Truman.
What's that?
And Truman what's his name? Isn't he a ball player or something?
I don't know.
President Truman?
Maybe.
Oh, yeah, because he was the 33rd president, right?
Oh, okay. Oh, because he was the president during the Cold War.
Hey, Siri. What number president was President Truman?
Want me to ask ChatGPT?
33rd.
There we are.
Beautiful. Well.
What's the description say?
The description says, Cold War is dry, crisp, and happy.
Ooh.
It is cleaner than a West Coast and crispier than your favorite lager. It has a confident bitterness with a bold, dry finish that makes it crushable. It is your new favorite session beer.
Ooh.
On the dryness scale, looks like it's about a 90 out of 100.
Okay.
Beautiful.
It's cracker open.
Cracker open. Cold beer.
What time did you go to bed last night?
Me? Like, oh no, dude. I fell asleep at like 3.
What?
Well, the night before, I had to wake up at 4 to go hunt. And 3 then
3 p.m.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, no. Not 3 a.m. No, I had to wake up and go hunt after we got back at like 1:30. And then I fell asleep at like from 3 to probably 6, woke up. No, because I watched the Cowboys game yesterday. Yeah.
That would have been at 3.
Yeah, that was at 3. So 1 to 3, and then I woke up, watched the Cowboys game.
They might have played at noon.
Either way, slept for about 3 hours, and then watched football, and then woke up about 10 o'clock, and then went to sleep till like 8. Bro, I was so tired.
Dude, I was trying to stay up to finish the Ravens-Steelers game.
Yeah.
And I had caught the Steelers touchdown with Gainwell.
Yeah.
And then Lamar threw that wide open Zay Flowers tutty. And then I was like, all right, we're almost at the end of this game. There's like 2 minutes left, bro. And I woke up. I was like, what?
Kennedy woke up to me last night. She was like, the Steelers lost. I was like, huh?
No, they won.
Did they really? Yeah, that's what I told her. And I didn't realize that until this morning. And first thing when I see her, she's like, never mind, the Steelers won. And I was like, yeah, that's what I thought. But,
dude, I conked out at like 9. And I woke up at 5:50 a.m. and was like, yeah. All right, I'm up.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Dude.
I'm hoping that's kind of how it stays. I'd love to be up at 6. That'd be great for like to get a jump on my day.
Yeah.
But I'd love to be like, before the trip, I wasn't falling asleep until midnight, 12:30, and now 9 p.m.
That's what, yeah, because Kennedy will keep me up to like 12:30, bro, because she likes to stay up. And I'm over here like, yeah.
This dude snores, snores like his dad.
It says you, bro. We hear Jake in the other room.
I snore pretty loud. Was I loud?
We could only hear you a couple times.
Okay.
But we
he is loud.
Huh?
He is loud.
He is a loud snorer.
If I fall asleep on my back, it's bad. But if I go to my side, I don't think I snore.
Oh, the cool thing about our Airbnb though, it had heated floors. So they don't have like AC or heat. But they had heated floors.
Nope.
They don't have AC or
heat. Nope. Because
they don't need it.
Yeah, it stays so cold there. So, but at night, we didn't open any of the windows at first. Hot as a mug.
Oh my God, it's bad.
Bro, terrible. And so the next night, we open the door or open the windows and we wake up in the middle of the night and Kenny's like, we can see our breath can we close the window? And I'm like, yeah, sure. That works.
Dude, you'd open the window and the window was right behind me. And you'd feel this wind and you'd be like,
ooh, it's freezing. Literally.
That's why he was snoring like that. He's talking about
the dry air.
No, bro, but every trip back, it was like most of our things we did were like 45 minutes, an hour out from our Airbnb. And I'd be driving back and I just see Stone in the back.
Oh, yeah, bro. I'd be passing out.
Can't hang no more, man.
I can't, dude. I don't know why. There was like a definitive day that I remember like not being able to wake up how I used to. When it was two hunting seasons ago, I'd woke up or I'd went to bed at like midnight. I was like, all right, yeah, I'll wake up for my hunt at 4. And I wake up, slept straight through my alarm, woke up at like 7:30. I was like, what the heck? Like, I've never done this before. Had another hunt planned the next day. Same thing. Went to bed at 12. I was like, all right, tonight I'm going to do it. Had my alarm set for 4. Didn't wake up till 8. I was like, bro, what is going on?
I did that to him last week.
Yeah.
I was going to wake up at 2:30 or 3:30.
Oh, I forgot about that.
And I was going to go hunting with him. And I woke up. And this could either have been one of two things. I slept through the alarm or it didn't go off.
I swear, sometimes I used to make that excuse, quote unquote, that my alarm didn't go off. That's why I didn't wake up. But I swear that happened sometimes.
I think it was because when I looked at my phone, so I was supposed to be up at 3:30. I woke up at 7:30 and my alarm was going off, but there was no sound. It was just the screen that said, like, you know, click to snooze or whatever.
Yeah.
No sound.
Yeah.
So I was like, bro, what the heck? So I texted him immediately. I actually checked his location and I was like, is he still at his house? Like, can I still
maybe
make
the hunt got canceled?
Yeah, maybe. I was like, and then he was out in the forest or whatever. And I was like, damn it.
Yeah. He was like, bro, I'm so, so sorry. I was like, nah, dude, it happens to the best of us. Don't even bother. It's all good.
But I woke up
like, I'm sorry, man. He was like, no, you didn't want to fucking come. I knew that's what it was.
You didn't want
to wake up.
For you? Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, right.
That's right.
No, but I woke up and I thought it was like 5 minutes before my alarm went off. And I was like, sweet. Yeah, I woke up before my alarm. I checked. It was 7:30. I was like, you couldn't tell
by the sun being up?
It wasn't up yet.
No. Sunrise is late. Or you text me at like 6:30, I think.
Maybe 6:30.
Yeah, that's why.
Anyway.
But we were in the middle of the Cold War.
George, what did the Cold War...
Why are you asking me this?
Because he just wants
my education is based off of USA history, and I don't even know that.
It is USA history.
No.
USA versus Russia. But there was a specific territory.
Yeah. But they don't go into detail about it.
Well, what was the territory?
About that.
What was the territory? Off the coast of America.
Haiti.
No.
Close.
Dominican Republic.
No.
That's...
If we said that it is a part of your culture heritage.
Puerto Rico.
No.
No.
One more.
Venezuela.
Oh no, my gosh. No. Are you almost.
Venezuelan? Huh? Are you Venezuelan?
He's really not.
What's
even...
your other half?
Taino.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Cuban.
West African.
Cuba.
You wish.
Spaniard.
Not quite. Can't speak Spanish well enough.
Mexican, really.
That's what we're going to call you. Every time that you can't answer a question about your heritage, we're just going to say that you're Mexican.
I'm letting this be known right now. I will get to the point where I have a successful business and I'm making well enough money. So when he tries to use that little bit he does, I'm going to just fuck his computer up and just buy him a new one. I'm going to be like, you know what, Jake?
I feel like that's
but until that day happens.
Exactly.
I'm on your ass.
Sit here and take it.
That's going to suck for you more, I feel, because then you're going to be out a couple grand.
Yeah, you're going to replace all my files, too?
Oof.
Well, that's hopefully you have it backed up. That's what this big 10 TB is for.
That's a watch case.
You know what I'm talking
about. Close enough. And as the Icelanders would say, skál.
Skál. What do you got, George? Thumbs up, thumbs down. Thumbs up.
Thumbs up. Not bad. Smells good.
I think it's tasty.
Oof.
It's
a little bitter.
It's a little bitter.
It said that it would be, though.
A little dry. Second sip, I don't really like it.
No.
Not a fan. I'd finish it, but.
It's one of those beers that you power through.
Mm-hmm.
I feel.
Gets a little warm at the end.
You're about halfway down. And you're like, let me just chug this to make it over with already.
All right. What do you think my number is? I got it in my mind.
7-3.
7 or 6-1.
Ain't that low. 6-7.
No. I'll give you one more just to be nice. Under his.
Dang, really?
Yeah.
It's not that good.
5-6.
5-8. Average height of American man.
So it's a 6.0 for rounding up. But actually, I think with this, we're going to round down to 5.9.
That's what I'm saying.
For the Cold War. And I had high hopes for that, too. Yeah. I feel like they could have done something better with a name like the Cold War.
For sure. It could have been like a, I feel like that's a dark beer. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like a Russian dark beer. Yeah. Or vodka infused.
What?
Carrot beer.
You think it'd be good? What would you call it? Carrot beer.
The beer carrot.
Yeah.
Carrot beer.
Oh. It,
the can would be orange. Like a carrot.
Like the top would be green. With that would little be funny. Textures around it.
Yeah. You know what's funny though? Like I feel like you would see this in like a society like today, but everyone kind of goes cheap on cans. Like you'd think there'd be like more funky looking cans. Like people would think that their product would sell more if they sold it in like if you had a carrot beer, right? And it actually resembled a carrot.
We should do square cans. We should make a cider and do square cans.
Ooh, that'd be cool.
That would set us apart.
Can you look this up? Is there a science? Is there a science behind why beverages are put in cylindrical cans as opposed to other shapes?
Maybe just manufacturing purposes. It's the easiest. It's easier to make a perfectly cylindrical can as opposed to a cube can.
Maybe. Because you see, I mean, like,
you can have box water. Why not box can?
Or like a carton of milk.
Yeah.
You said you can have a boxed water, so why not a boxed can?
Yeah. Makes sense.
Why? Yeah, I don't know why there wouldn't be.
There's a real reason. It's not a conspiracy. It's physics, manufacturing, and money. Cylinder cans win for a few hard facts. Pressure. Carbonated drinks are under internal pressure. A cylinder distributes that pressure evenly.
Mm.
Flat panels, box-shaped cans don't. They bulge creases or blow out unless you make them thicker, which kills cost. Material efficiency, a cylinder uses less aluminum for the same volume. That's basic geometry. Less metal, cheaper, lighter, easier to ship.
Interesting.
Round rim seal cleaner and more consistently. Flat edges and corners increase leak risk at the insane production speed. Why do box drinks exist at all? Because they're not pressurized. Juice boxes, wine cartons, milk, totally different problem. Lower zero internal pressure. Multi-layer paper, plastic, cheaper sealing. Could box soda exist? Yes, but got to be thicker walls, more material, higher cost, worse drop resistant, worse recyclability.
Huh.
Recyclability.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So we could do a mead.
Dude, they have this thing called mead over there that we had at this Viking restaurant. It's basically fermented honey, right? And dude,
gas.
I think you would have liked it. It was so good.
What if we do beer pods?
Like buzz balls?
I just said you can't do that.
Beer pods.
How would you do it without?
Like something that you would take.
Like a pill?
Like a shot?
Pill, but it wouldn't be a pill. It'd be beer. But it's in a...
You're basically just concentrating alcohol at that point, I feel.
Yeah, you know how like beer is like 5%? That would be like... Yeah, to fit like an entire beer's worth of alcohol in a pill, it would have to be like a liquor shot.
Yeah. That'd be cool though.
One of those
liquor pill.
One of those SpongeBob pills. Or who was it that took the humongous pill on the cartoon and it like was halfway down their throat and you could see it just go all the way down?
The Squidward?
Oh, you're talking about Patrick.
The Patrick?
Was it Patrick? Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It was either the watermelon one or the one where he was swallowing the snowballs.
It melted.
I had to go pee, but I couldn't go pee. That's why I was knocking on your door. I don't have to go no more.
You're stupid.
Stone had, he had a SpongeBob reference and I was like, dang, he had that. No, it was Drake and Josh. We were in the airport. So Stone's mom apparently is on a no fly list.
Not a no fly list, a watch list. That we don't know. They're not allowed to tell you. But she got stopped before we came back into the country and then had to get interrogated.
So we're in Iceland, about to board the plane. She gets pulled and it's like, hey, we just have to go through like a separate line of questioning, right? So I'm thinking it's just one of those security things. I've been pulled on flights before where they're like, okay, they ask a couple questions, they let you go. It's like random. She didn't even pass everyone gets through the first gate. She was taken away
into a separate room.
Didn't even pass the first level of the second room and had to go into another security check. And then after like 5 minutes in there, got passed and was finally able to get on the plane. But while she was in there, we were talking about Dr. Nussbaum.
And Dr. Vishiswas.
Dr. Vishiswas.
Dr. Nussbaum. I am Dr. Nussbaum. This is my assistant, Dr. Vishiswas.
Oh, that was a good one.
I kissed your wife.
I forgot about that.
What?
I kissed your wife. That was great.
Dr. Nussbaum, we've been waiting on you to arrive.
That was great.
I tried to watch the Christmas one a couple like days ago, and it's nowhere to be found. You can only rent it or buy it.
It's been blacklisted. That was a good one, though.
It was. What'd he say?
Huh?
Not tracking that one.
You know from the Christmas movie, the one that couldn't speak English. It was like five came in and four and leave me Bob Quisky.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, it was like an Albanian dude or it was a little kid. He was like Fleeby Aquisky. Yeah. They was trying to like
I remember that. Five. Fleeb.
If there was one like set piece or set environment from our favorite shows as a kid
to be in or to visit,
like,
oh, okay,
like how Drake and Josh had the movie theater.
Oh,
what would be one place that you would want to visit?
Zoe 101,
the campus.
PCA? Yes, bro.
I was gonna say the Groovy Smoothie, iCarly.
Oh. That's
kinda
true.
Small, though.
With the bagels on a stick.
Yeah.
You want a bagel?
Tacos on a stick.
Or tacos on a stick.
No, they had bagels on it. Like, it has holes.
But it's sideways. Yeah, yeah.
He goes, you can't put a hard shell taco on a stick.
Oh, yeah.
I got it. Says they're walking out.
PCA would be.
PCA.
That's
be
a good
sick
one.
Yeah. What about you?
Trying to think of the shows. That movie theater would be pretty dope.
Honestly.
The premiere?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Would be dope.
The premiere.
Trying to think of like shows. Like there's nothing in Ned's Declassified other than the school.
Victorious.
That'd be a sick high school to go to. What was it called? Like Hollywood musical? Arts?
Yeah, Hollywood Arts. I'd go there just to see all the things. Yeah, all the things.
All the impressive people.
What other live show? Wizards of Waverly Place.
Ooh,
they're just the sub shop.
The sub shop.
Or the lair.
Even the lair would be sick.
The lair would be cool. What's another one?
Jesse, maybe. That was kind of
just New York.
Yeah.
I'm thinking I just had a show, but I can't remember what it was. Hannah Montana, anything?
Yeah,
it wasn't bad.
Oh, Rico's Bar.
Yeah, Rico's Bar would be cool.
On the beach.
Rico,
that was you as a kid.
You know
when
crazy?
I called you today?
Hooray.
I was calling you, and I was gonna say when you answered, I was gonna go, "Ayo, it's Rico." Yeah. I was gonna do that, and you didn't answer.
You know, Jackson was a
like 30.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Played, that was crazy.
There's a lot of kids that are like that.
Yeah.
That like on shows like that, much older than we ever thought they were.
Dude, there's a lot of like a lot of high schoolers in shows are like 20, 21.
But like you could tell, like Jackson, at least me, and we were younger, but I couldn't really tell. Like,
not because he didn't really have like facial hair or anything like that.
Yeah. You'd think he was the older brother, like legit. Like she was like 14 and you'd be like, yeah, he's 16, 17.
Have y'all been seeing those videos with the guy from Ned's Declassified?
Yeah.
Big Mouth or whatever his name is. That's crazy.
Yeah. Mr. Talk-A-Lot.
Yeah.
He was asking for money on the side of the street or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's sad.
That's what that stuff will do to you, man.
Yeah. God, there was another show I was thinking of too, and I've just forgot it.
Let me look this up. OG Disney and Nick shows.
Did y'all watch That's So Raven?
No.
Not enough to Henry remember Danger. The place. Gosh, what was it?
Ooh, Big Time Rush.
That hotel. Oh, the hotel?
That would have been cool.
Sick.
That was my freaking show, bro.
Back, don't hesitate when you go big time.
Was there anything on Good Luck Charlie?
No. Oh, but I did find out that what's her name?
Bridget Mendler.
She is actually now in direct competition with SpaceX. Yeah. Because she started like this aerospace company that transmits signals to satellites here on the ground. So after her time on Disney Channel, she went to MIT, got her master's, then she went to Harvard, got her law degree, and then started this company with her husband.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Crazy, bro.
She's like a doctor, I think.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's got her PhD now and everything.
She's not an actor no more?
Nah.
No, I remember she was like releasing music and she was an actor. She was releasing music. And then like I saw that like a year ago and I was like, what? And yeah, like she has like a multi-million-dollar company like that's into some like space engineering.
Crazy.
Dang. That's cool.
Yeah.
Kicking It? Anything from Kicking It? The really Dojo?
Addy watched that.
Sunny with a Chance?
That was
like SNL, really, but for kids.
Yeah.
Wasn't really nothing in there.
Sweet Life of Zach and
That's
Cody.
What I was going to say. Dang it. The Tipton.
Yeah.
The Tipton.
Or even the boat, the cruise boat.
Sweet Life on Deck.
Yeah, boy. I would have gone there for sure. For sure. Those are some good places.
Yeah, it was a good pod.
Yeah, I think that was a good episode, guys.
We got three hollows.
Three hollows.
Four hollows?
Four hollows.
Bro. We're rich.
Six. Is that one hollow?
I think so. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Just in a tribute to Dallas, Texas, we got a Tyrese Maxey card, who was mine and George's coach our freshman year of, Tyrese wasn't. His dad, Coach Maxey, was.
But he used to come up there.
Yeah, he used to come up there and play with us, and he would low-key break the shit out of George's ankles.
No.
Garbage.
Nah, he was raw as a middle schooler, though. He would come up and scrimmage against us on the freshman team.
We'll end on this note. Stone got dunked on in JV.
I did, by
an alley-oop because he jumped up.
And George never got dunked on because he couldn't even touch the net.
Yeah, I actually
So he never
dunked.
Tried.
I got dunked
George
on.
Couldn't jump over a dollar bill.
Yeah, but I got dunked on like two times, almost three, trying to take charges.
I got dunked on, but I did get the charge.
No, I didn't.
That's different.
Bro.
That was George's favorite thing to do was take charges.
I had 30 charges before district even started. Then I tore my ACL.
I would have broke your collarbone. I had to ran you clean over.
No. Trust me, bro. They would have hated me. Fundamentals. See you on the next pod.
Let's keep it a do-dop.